Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Chronicles chapter 13, the verses 5 to 8. 1 Chronicles 13, 5 to 8. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went to Bala of Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, the Lord who is enthroned between the cherubim, the Ark that is called by the name. They moved the Ark of God from Abinadab's house on a new cart, with Uzzah and Ahio guiding it. David and all the Israelites were celebrating with all their might before God, with songs and with harps, lyres, timbrels, cymbals, and trumpets. My theme for reflection is honoring God beyond good intentions. Honoring God beyond good intentions. There is something rather familiar about the way we approach important tasks in life. When we are excited about something, a project, a celebration, even an act of faith, we often think, as long as my heart is in the right place, it will all work out. And in many areas of life, that seems reasonable. But every now and then we discover that good intentions on their own are not always enough. In 1 Chronicles 13, 5-8, we encounter such a moment. King David gathers all Israel in a joyful procession to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. The scene is vibrant, music, dancing, celebration, and a deep sense of anticipation. The goal is noble, to restore the central symbol of God's presence among his people. And yet, beneath the celebration lies a quiet but critical problem. The ark is being transported on a new cart, rather than carried according to the instructions God had already given. The energy is right, the desire is right, but the approach is not. This moment reveals a tension between zeal and obedience. David's intention is commendable, but he overlooks the importance of seeking God's guidance in how the task should be carried out. The new cart represents human innovation, efficient, impressive, and even well-meaning, but not aligned with God's revealed will. It is a reminder that in matters of faith, sincerity does not replace obedience. As A.W. Tozer once wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." If we see God merely as someone who blesses our efforts, we may act quickly and confidently. But if we recognize God's holiness, we approach him with reverence, attentiveness, and a willingness to be guided rather than to improvise. Scripture helps us hold this balance. In 1 Samuel 15:22, we read, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Worship is not simply about intensity or emotion. It is about alignment with God's will. The celebration in David's procession was real, but it needed to be rooted in obedience to be complete. For Christian people today, this speaks into many areas of life. We live in a culture that values innovation, speed, and visible results. Even in faith, we can be tempted to adopt what looks or what works rather than what is faithful. We may rush into decisions, ministry initiatives, personal choices, and even relationships, assuming that passion will compensate for discernment. But this passage gently calls us to pause, to seek, and to listen. It also challenges how we understand worship. Worship is not merely what lifts our spirits. It is what honors God. True worship holds together joy and reverence, passion and obedience. It asks not only, does this feel right, but also, is this aligned with God's truth? And yet, there is grace in this story. David's journey does not end in failure. It becomes a moment of learning, a deeper understanding of God's holiness, and a renewed commitment to approach Him rightly. In the same way, our missteps can become moments of growth when we return to God with humility. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I relying on good intentions without seeking God's guidance? Number two, how can I cultivate a deeper attentiveness to God's will in both small and significant decisions? And now our practical exercise for the day. Before making a decision, whether big or small, pause and pray. Lord, guide not only my desire, but also my way. Then take a moment to reflect on whether your approach aligns with God's character and truth. Holy and gracious God, we thank you that you are both near to us and yet utterly holy. Teach us to approach you not only with enthusiasm, but with reverence and obedience. When we are tempted to rely on our own understanding, slow us down and draw us back to your wisdom. Shape our worship, our decisions, and our lives so that they honor you in both intention and action. And in your mercy, guide us always into your truth and your ways. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.